Hello, friends. Texans Today time is now. I'm Drew Doherty with Nick Scherfield. And Nick, it's a busy Monday for us because on first down, Ed Reed had surgery last week on his hip, and that was discussed today by head coach Gary Kubiak, defensive coordinator Wade Phillips, owner, chairman, founder, CEO Bob McNair. And Wade Phillips put it best, you don't want your guys to have surgery, but you're not overly concerned when it comes to whether or not Ed Reed's going to be on the field in week one at San Diego.
Yeah, Wade Phillips said there is some concern of the fact that the surgery was had this week, you know, April, May, instead of, you know, right after the season ended when he'd have more time to recover. He's not going to participate in OTAs. We start May 20th. He's not going to do mini camps June 11th through 13th. They're hoping he's ready for training camp. Bob McNair said it was minor surgery. Kubiak said that it was something that started bothering him. They didn't know it was going to be an issue when they signed him in March, but they wanted to be aggressive, get it done, and the expectation is he'll be back and he'll be fine. Hope is that he can be ready for training camp. If not the beginning, McNair said, then by the middle, and how smart he is, how much of a veteran he is, should be able to pick up pretty quickly.
Second down brings us to a comeback of sorts. Ed Reed, not the only one coming back. Brian Cushing, the linebacker, will also return. He's coming back from a knee injury that he had in week five against the Jets. I talked with him a few weeks back. Everything looks like it's on the up and up, and he'll be back in time. That was kind of echoed today, and his intensity and the leadership he brings to this team, really something that these guys can't wait to see again.
Yeah, that's something that's, you know, never been an issue, and they're looking forward to seeing it. Wade Phillips at the golf tournament today said he told, you know, he and the other coaches told the rest of the defensive players when he arrived in 2011, if you guys play as hard as Cushing plays, we'll win. That was the example they used to show other guys in the defense. Phillips said, fortunately, guys have copied his style of play, and it's turned out pretty well for him. But it's going to be huge for them to get him back in training camp, not going to be part of the spring workouts. But Gary Kubiak did say today, watching him work out this morning in the team offseason workouts, he looks like he's ready to go. It's not time to turn him loose just yet, Kubiak said, but he's come a long way. Very encouraging to hear. Everything has been positive that we've heard about his recovery.
All right, that brings us to third down, and later in the week, starting Friday, it's the rookie minicamp. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the players are going to get to work out, all those rookies, and it's going to be fun to see those guys on the field for the first time. And Wade Phillips, Gary Kubiak, they all said, we can't wait to see him too.
Yeah, it's going to be five practices in 3 days. This is a new thing for the Texans. They're doing it May 10th through 12th. They haven't done it in the last few years under Gary Kubiak. But because of the way the offseason program works, the labor agreement, things like that, the rookies are able to stay on campus, so to speak, if the mini camp is May 10th through 12th. That's what the Texans are doing, along with, I think, 23 other teams. But you're going to see the draft picks, DeAndre Hopkins, DJ Swearinger, the rest of the guys for the first time on the field. Also, it was going to be very interesting. They've got a long list of undrafted free agents that they're bringing in, including Colin Klein, the quarterback from Kansas State, who they're keeping at quarterback, giving him a look to see how he can do. A lot of running backs and receivers on that list, and some tryout guys. There are going to be a lot of guys, new guys on the field, vying to make an impression, to maybe stick on the team in the case of tryout guys, and that starts on Friday.
And on fourth down, the Charity Golf Classic. The Houston Texans Charity Golf Classic was earlier on Monday. $370,000, more than that, raised for the food bank, the Houston Texans YMCA, as well as the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston. And it was fun seeing those guys get out, swing the wrenches, and, you know, raise some money for a good cause.
Yeah, this is the 11th annual Houston Texans Charity Golf Classic. They've been doing it since the start of the team. And Bob McNair, you know, obviously big with that. And Vice Chairman Phil Bergeri plays a big role in it as well. And a lot of players out there, guys like Matt Schaub and J.J. Watt, we got to see teeing off, you know, playing with people. Yeah. And a lot of sponsorship support for that. But like you said, you're $370,000 benefiting the Houston Texans Foundation, which supports those groups. That's a lot of money for the community. Big emphasis of this organization under McNair, and we saw that today.
You and I would play, but we'd probably embarrass everybody because you'd probably shoot like a 64. I'd probably go around 65, 66. So
The front nine, yeah. Neither of us were invited to play, and thankfully we weren't. It was a beautiful day, but would have definitely, at least me, I would have embarrassed myself pretty badly out there, Drew.
Well, you embarrass yourself every day, and that's going to do it for this Texans today.